Hurkun oku trap sonsun. Trap sonsun. Trap sonsun trap donsun. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа. Дагаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We got a great, great show today. We got the Greg Wilson's back here.
Hey, man, it's great to be back.
It's great to have you, as well as Ween Dog.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
What's up? I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, people, if you live in California, marijuana is legal, and there's no need to leave your house or apartment or place of work to get it. Okay, you get out there, you're burning gas, it's a waste of time, you gotta go to the dispensary, they're like, there's always hot chicks behind there, they're like, hey, try this, try that, next thing you know, you're stoned, right, then you're driving home, you get popped for a DUI, they're way up since marijuana's been legal, and your whole life is ruined. No, you order pizza, you order Chinese food, you order Amazon, now you can order marijuana, and they have everything from vapes to edibles to, I mean, they have marijuana sex cream, okay, that people could use, where you could rub it on a girl's vagina, and it just feels so much better. They have all kinds of flower. The best marijuana you're going to smoke, speedweed.com. Follow them today at Speedweed. Okay, tell them MMA Roasted. Use that code. You get $10 off, $100 or more. Trust me on this one. Also, people, sexual performance issues, more common than you think. Okay, I mean, listen to Joe every week talk about it. Listen, over 25% of men of new ED cases are guys under the age of 40. You think you're safe? You're not safe. And why? And 40% of men by age 40 struggle by not being able to maintain and get an erection. That's the worst. Nothing insults a woman more than when your penis gets limp in her. Trust me. I mean, so I've heard. Listen, even the world's greatest actor can't fake one. Why do guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn to medicine and science? Go to 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat erectile dysfunction. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. Get rid of that erectile dysfunction. Trust me. Get your boner to where it once was, okay? No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. No, you know, just all kinds of stuff. It's prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting room. You got to go to the waiting room, and you run into someone like, "What are you doing here?" And you're like, "I don't know. I'm here to check." It's embarrassing. Okay, just answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for confidential review. Now, it's hard made easy. It's erectile without the dysfunction. Try Hims for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This will cost hundreds. Go to the doctor or the pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/MMAROASTED. That's FORHIMS.com/MMAROASTED. 4hims.com/MMAROASTED. So, Joe, what's going on with you, Ween Dog?
Oh, you want to dive into it right now, dude?
Can we start with one thing, though? Can I just give some kudos to whoever over at Hims came up with the tagline, hard made easy.
I know.
Hard made
that
easy.
That is fucking hilarious. That's a great line.
Yes.
I love it. I thought it was hysterical.
Have you ever had erectile dysfunction?
Only on Coke.
Only on Coke?
Yeah.
And has it ever like blew a deal with you? You brought a girl back and you couldn't get it?
Probably.
Yeah?
I mean, maybe it blew it for her. It didn't blow it for me.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, if you couldn't function, how did you have sex?
You know, you could do other stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what? Like, you went down on her and stuff? And
all the other stuff.
So she was happy, but not you.
All right. Well, you know.
Was it worth it?
Totally.
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about? It was a good one. I mean, sometimes that's how you know, it's a party.
Oh, God. All right, people. Listen, I do not endorse Greg's actions. But I do like hearing about him.
That was a long time ago.
So by the way, we got a great response from the Dana White interview last week, as well as the Colby Covington interview. It's everywhere. Every media outlet picked it up. Although a lot of people are taking my interview and putting them on YouTube, and they're getting hits for it. And I don't know how to combat that. I see people with hundreds of thousands of hits on my interview. They're just putting pictures of the interview.
Right.
And like my friend.
But I mean, isn't that free advertising? I mean, I know you want the money, hits, but hopefully doesn't that turn them on your show and then get you more
does,
subscribers?
It does. And they are putting links up to my thing, which is cool, but they're monetizing it, though.
Like, yeah, but how much are they getting? I mean, you really don't get shit from all that. I think you're definitely getting better promo than they're making money.
I don't know.
They're nice getting like actually, 13 bucks.
Okay, well, it's still, I want half. Okay, so, or actually all of it. But if I take someone's song and put it on my YouTube channel, that artist gets paid for it, not me.
Well, I think you can put a, can't you put a copyright claim
you
on
can,
it?
You can, but then I tried doing it. It was like 19 steps, and it was just like, I'm like, what do I...
Okay, well, now it's on you.
Oh, what do you mean it's on
You're 19 steps away from getting what you want.
Oh, I don't know. It's a whole fucking thing. It's not as easy as you think, but I'm going to work on it.
And they're not making as much as
If anybody wants to do it for me, let me know. But that was awesome.
Here's the comedian talking.
But that was awesome.
It's work. I don't want to work.
But that was also, I was cool having Dana White and Colby on the show. Then Friday night, I had a show in Temecula. I performed with Soka Jew, who was a Pride legend, UFC legend, as well as Sam Alvey, who was awesome hanging with Sam, and Tom Galicchio, who we're going to talk to in a little bit. Tom did great. And Dan Henderson was in the crowd with his beautiful wife. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Dan, it was so nice of you to bring your granddaughter. He was laughing, but I'm like, don't worry, he can't hear me, you know. And then I was hitting him with, like, I'm such a big fan, you know, like, you signed your first UFC contract in hieroglyphics. The first time you missed weight was when you skipped the Last Supper. I just kept having more and more.
That's awesome.
Your first corner was the Three Wise Men. Like, he was having fun though. And his kid was there, his daughter, who was sleeping, and he's like, thanks for putting my kid to bed. Yeah, he got me back. But it was great. I had such a good time. And then and his wife is smoking hot.
Oh, no, I saw the pictures.
And I was like, Dan, how do you? I can't believe you're up past 7:30. You know, and then I was doing bingo references. I was having a blast. So that was awesome. Great hanging out with Sam. Great hanging out with Tom.
Some women are just too hot. Like, they have to date gladiators.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Because they just draw too much attention.
Yeah.
They have to be with a guy that's, you know, is going to fearlessly defend it because they're going to draw attention.
He's also not that old. He's like in his, I think they said 13 years, which is the same. My wife is 28.
So if they said 13, it's 23.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How old is your girlfriend?
She's 9 years younger than I am.
Oh, I thought you were saying 9 years old, dude.
No, that's
you, bro.
That's you, bro.
Say 9 years old, you'd be hooking up with her sister, bro. I didn't know we were in the same club. Fucking dark web forever.
Dark web.
So, that's like a kid.
So yeah, so then that was
Ween
cool.
Dark web.
Then I Saturday like night web. I drove to Vegas to do a show at the M Casino, which was fun.
Yeah, right?
I got offered a gig that was 3 times as much, and I didn't cancel. Because every time I cancel on someone's gig, it ends up biting me in the ass.
Yeah, fucks you in the ass.
But that was cool. It was a fun show. It was a lot of fun. Sunday night I had another show. I saw my friend Jerry. I did a show at the Rec Room, Huntington Beach. But it's so funny because I'm like, I'm going to stay off the road and do comedy in town because the road's too much wearing. And in town, I ended up driving 19 hours over the weekend. Like, it was just one after another. But it was cool. So I was happy with that. What's going on with you, Greg? How was your weekend?
It was a great weekend, man. Lots of shows. Just doing the whole thing. Friday night, I was at the Ha Ha for the Late Show. And it was just one of those where I was hosting, and you know I love to host.
Yes.
You know I love to host.
Right.
And it was just one of those things where all the improvs are working. It was a smaller crowd, so I got to talk to everybody.
Right.
You know? And it just turned into a dynamite show. And then consequently, of course, you set the table like that. I mean, everybody crushed.
Nice.
So, I mean, it was
Or just, you could be too funny sometimes.
That happens sometimes, too. But I mean, it was all pros, so it wasn't anybody that couldn't handle it.
The worst one, like, they always put, like, sometimes the comics, they put the first guy up. The weakest guy up first.
Oh, totally.
Which is a bad idea.
It just sets a very bad tone.
And also, then the crowd thinks that you're lying when you tell the next one, oh, the next guy is hilarious.
They're like, sure thing.
Just like the one the guy
who's
first.
Thing. If you're the third guy after two guys that tanked, you have to know that the belief system is a negative 100.
Yeah.
When you get others. So you better open with your, whatever you used to close with, you need to open with it right fucking now.
Right.
You know, because you got to go big right now. You got to win this crowd back. And that's just to get them to zero.
Yeah, that's you crazy. Know? And then, Joe, what's going on with you?
Oh, dude, it's been a crazy week. I think I did cocaine for the first time, dude.
What do you mean you Wait, think?
Yeah. What do you
mean you think you did cocaine?
Let me tell you something. I've done a lot of coke, and you know.
Did you snort it up your nose?
Yeah, dude.
But then you did cocaine.
Well, I don't know if it was actually cocaine, though.
But you, in your mind, you were doing coke. Like, you snorted what you thought was cocaine.
Well, I didn't know for sure, but I felt a little bit explorative.
Oh, my God. Know. Did you just walk into a bathroom, and there was white powder on the fucking lid of the toilet, and you fucking sniffed it?
Close. You're pretty damn close.
Tell us what happened.
You're pretty close.
What happened, Joe?
I was at open mic, right? Oh.
go on.
Where all the best decisions are made.
I'm not going to say which club, but you guys probably already know which club. I'm sitting in the back. I look over on the seat, and there's like one of them little bags, those little tiny bags.
Sure, yeah. Drug bag, yeah.
Yeah, like a little drug bag, like a dime bag. And I open it up, and it's filled with white powder. Not too much, just like a little bit.
Right.
That is sweet cocaine.
Yeah, I just put up my nose, dude. No big deal.
Why would you do that, Joe?
Well, I mean, I've never done cocaine before. I don't want to buy it. I know it's expensive.
So you're going to do it by yourself in open mic at a comedy club?
And if it's for free, dude, might as well.
No.
Here's what I love about this. And you took the bag. You didn't just leave it there.
No, I left it there.
Oh, my God. You're like a fucking coke saint.
All right, go on.
Because here's what happened. Somebody left it there for somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So they left it on. They were just like, I'm just going to leave this here. I'm going to go out and tell my buddy, hey, I left it in there for you. But in between that, you fucking got in there.
Is that what you think happened?
And, oh, I'm certain of it. And that's the thing, because nobody loses cocaine. Okay, you know where the coke is.
But why would you do this?
Well, I've never done cocaine before.
Describe your experience, have you ever had sex with a man?
Have you ever had butt sex before?
Yeah.
With a guy?
No.
Why not?
I mean, I might. If it's like a tranny dude, I might do it.
Okay.
Like one of the hot tranny girls.
But my point is, just because
that
you've never...
without saying. Especially if you're on coke.
Uh-huh. Just because you've never done something before doesn't mean you have to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you were jumped off a bridge before, don't just, I never done that before. You don't have to do everything you haven't done before, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, well, I didn't really feel anything, but like no euphoric effects, but I just stayed up all night.
Did you go on stage afterwards?
No.
Why?
I just felt...
Were you nervous? Were you in a nervous state?
Not really nervous, but I did a podcast afterwards, and I'm like, dude, I can talk, dude.
That sounds like cocaine to me.
Is that what cocaine feels like?
Yeah, there's a lot of talking.
Yeah, but you should stick around. You should tell me. I've only done coke once in my life.
Sean Kerrigan has a great joke about how women invented coke because you're trying to hit on them, and the next thing you know, you're just up all night talking, and you can't get a boner. So that's Sean Kerrigan, everybody.
Off a stripper's boobs, and then I did it again off his cock.
No, I'm kidding.
But
zip zap.
No, but Joe, you don't need to do that.
I know. I'm not a fan.
So you have to do it, but he wanted to try.
He's got enough problems.
Okay? I got enough problems.
He's got enough issues. Okay?
Listen, that isn't. I mean,
all right. Look at Greg. This is your future.
All right? That's right. Look at Greg.
I don't want to.
Listen to Uncle Greg.
If this isn't a PSA to not do cocaine. So no. What's going on with your girlfriend?
Oh man, you said I visited her in the hospital. It's my girlfriend had brain surgery. I went to go over there. You know, it's no big deal. I went to go visit her in the hospital. You know, I haven't had brain surgery.
No big deal.
I haven't had sex with my girlfriend yet. We've only been dating for a few months, and she's virgin, so I'm trying to take it slow.
Sure, you have to do that. Yeah, you earn that one.
You know, by finger blaster every now and then.
Okay, so you've loosened it up.
So she's in the hospital for like a week, dude. I'm trying to give her some action, dude. But she just had brain surgery. She's not really feeling too well.
Yeah.
Stop.
Right. And the problem, I wanted to so bad because Adam told me his hospital sex story where he had sex with his girlfriend at the hospital.
It wasn't my girlfriend, it was a porn star, but go on.
And I'm assuming she did have brain surgery.
Definitely did not have brain surgery, no. Another very important point here. All right, go on.
Well, I decided not to do anything. Like I didn't want to like finger blast or anything like that or go down on her at the hospital bed because they had these giant cameras monitoring her, dude. And her parents were in the room the whole time. I thought
and
it
her
was
her parents were in the room. And her parents were in the room.
It would have been hot, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
So how is she out of the hospital yet?
She's gonna get out tomorrow.
You tell her about your cocaine story?
Hell no, dude. That's gonna end the relationship right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
why would that end the relationship?
I mean, she's a very sweet girl. She's like anti-drugs and stuff. So,
oh, okay, she's a good person.
Yeah, she's a good person.
She doesn't realize you're
a terrible person. Yeah,
charred remains.
Yeah, yeah,
charred remains. It's like he just got his blue belt.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And he's also got his blue balls.
Do you think he's going to use this for good? I promise you, if he ever uses his blue belt for anything, it's going to be for very bad.
Well, he does it on girls when he brings them home. He practices jiu-jitsu.
What's it called when you masturbate and choke yourself with a belt? You like hang yourself when you masturbate. I want to try that, dude.
You're Thursday night?
Yeah, I want to try it.
No, why would you try that?
They say it's the best feeling of all time.
Oh, when yes, but you can die.
Yeah, as people have died.
And I don't think it's the best feeling of all time.
The guy from NXS, that's how he died.
That's how Anthony Bourdain died.
Yeah. No, that's not how he died.
He did it?
No. He killed himself because he would...
It's not how Anthony...
How'd he die?
I thought he died... I'm not gonna say.
Why did he die? He definitely died jerking off by hanging himself. But go on.
I mean, that's the worst story to tell your family. Like when you die, you gotta tell them that you.
You're gonna tell them when you're dead.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, the news comes out. He died.
I never know what you're saying. Okay. So, Greg.
What is this?
Oh, CB Gold just showed up. CB, how are you?
Oh, I'm very, very good. How are you?
Good. So, what have you been up to?
You know, I was skin diving.
What's skin diving?
Well, that. It's when you get all the skins of the people that you've harmed.
Yep.
And you put them in a pile.
Yep.
And then you just dive right in that pile.
Yeah, that sounds
horrible. Just, and you just swim through skin.
Wow, that sounds awful.
Have you tried it?
No.
Do you ever wear people's skins?
I have to be honest with you. It doesn't smell good.
Not
smell good.
Now, how's your wedding coming along?
Oh, fantastic. All the plans are going great.
What are some of the plans?
Right now, I'm planning to have beer pong.
Beer pong, yep.
Yes. We're going to have beer pong. And, you know, the key to the whole thing is really to make sure that no one realizes that they're walking on actual burial ground.
That sounds horrible.
Yes, that's right. But if you really want the spirit of the event to be there, you have to do it on the victims.
Now, who did you invite to the wedding?
Well, you're, of course, invited.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you coming?
I'm definitely coming. Yeah.
I can't wait for you. Are you getting me a gift?
Yes, of course. I don't get not people with at weddings. That would be horrible.
Well, do me a favor and return it, and then we're even.
Okay. 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 Nice. Did you invite Conor McGregor?
Of course, I invited Conor. I think he's going to be there.
All right. I think he will too.
Yeah. Listen. I sent a message. it was actually what I did was I licked it in a pattern under his balls.
Nice. Well, listen. Conor actually was in court this week. And someone actually had a sign saying, like, free Conor McGregor. I thought it was CB. people were tagging CB. So that's good. Let's talk about some of the fights this week. There's good fights this week. In UFC is fighting this week in Singapore. I'm excited. Actually, tonight is the...
Singapore.
Tonight's... Oh, really?
City Nation, Singapore.
Yes.
Where's Singapore at? It's in Mexico, right?
Singapore is not in Mexico.
Where's it at?
It's right. It's very close to. It's in Asia.
Oh, is that where
It's where Trump met. Yeah.
You know what the thing about that is? I'm not so disappointed in him that he's dumb. I'm more disappointed in me for doing an accent that was indistinguishable from Mexican.
Yeah, there's all kinds of problems here. So this Thursday night, PFL, you can watch Eve Edwards again commentate along with Randy Couture and Boz Rutten. Will Brooks is fighting.
Oh, sweet.
Will Brooks,
who beat
Michael Chandler twice in Bellator. Well, I think he went like 1-3 in the UFC. Did not do well. But one of the guys missed weight. Then he lost to a bunch of guys. He's crazy. He's fighting Luis Firmino. Randy Nijim, I like him. He's also fighting Kayla Harrison, who's a judo Olympian. From the she's fighting as well as fighting girl 3 and 4, I guess her. And Jason High, who got kicked out of the UFC for pushing a ref afterwards, and who doesn't like me very much for some reason. He's fighting Efren Escudero, who won the Ultimate Fighter, got back in the UFC, got cut back. And then Ronnie Marcus against Sean the OC O'Connell. It's actually a really good card. And my buddy Smolino from Canada. Who's a badass dude who was like got kicked out of Canada and Greece and showed me like when he took me around Canada, he's like, this is where I bit someone's face off in a fight, this is where I did that. He's a badass dude. He's
fighting really
too.
The tour you want, because to be honest, there's nothing else to see in Greece.
And then that was Canada. Also, Vinny Magalhaes is fighting. This is actually a really good card. Vinny Magalhaes, Renato's best friend. So, and then of course, like I said, UFC. This week, I'm excited. It's in, right? Is it this week?
Yeah, on Saturday, June 23rd.
Yes. Excited. My boy, Jesse Jess is fighting. Love Jesse Jess.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What?
These fights start at 4:30 in the morning?
They're from Singapore.
What?
Yeah, they're from the other hemisphere.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Right by Mexico. So, Jessica I is taking on Jesse Jess. Two of the hot Jesses.
That is hot.
Yeah. Who'd you rather... if you met Jessica? Jessica I, she's this girl with a great butt, tattoos everywhere, one on her face, said that Ween Dog would take her out. She'd go on a date with Ween Dog, so she knows she's fucking out of her mind.
Wait, Jessica I said that? Or Jessica Jess?
Jessica Jess said that.
Oh.
But she's fighting Jessica I. You know Jessica I, yeah, also good-looking girl, cool shit, yeah. From Cleveland.
Did we meet her some? I feel like we...
I hung out with her in Ohio, and we threw a football in a lake, and she could throw a spiral, and I feel like a freaking chick. It was really embarrassing.
I feel like in that equation you were.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And then OSP is fighting Tyson Pedro.
Nice.
OSP wins all his fights. And Danny, Cowboy Cerrone, taking on Leon Edwards. Fuck. Cerrone won his last fight, though.
Yeah.
He looked really good. Against Yancy Medeiros, but Yancy's
the question is how long ago was it? Because I mean, it really
it was a couple months ago.
That's the thing; he fights all the time. I mean,
yeah,
isn't that the big question mark? Isn't that what makes him vulnerable? Like, if he waited longer, wouldn't he have more consistent? I mean, he wins consistently, but I mean, wouldn't it be?
He's also so in his head. This guy, like, he looks like the world beater, and then it. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. If they don't, you think he would always be the world beater if he took more time between his fights? But it seems like he fights like every 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he was there for a long stretch.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely rooting for him though. 100% rooting for him. But Leon Edwards is no joke.
Is he a wrestler?
Not a wrestler. Nobody from England's a wrestler. They don't even have. They have one guy in the Olympics in wrestling. Like Bisping said, his kid might make the Olympic team. And his kid's ranked like eighth in California,
yeah.
Which is awesome. But he actually would probably make the Olympic wrestling team.
That's awesome though.
I knew a guy I met in Arizona who like found some weird country that he was like some island that he was somehow a resident of, and he started the Olympic wrestling team, and he's on the team now.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a team.
Yeah.
He just funded it himself. Like you could, if you find out that you're like from some weird place that became a country lately, you could all of a sudden become part of the team.
Yeah, you can become part of the team and go because they don't have anybody competing in it.
Do you ever play sports, Greg?
Not really.
Never?
No, I mean a lot, like, you know, just, you know, with my brothers.
You never wanted to play football?
A ton of football and stuff like that. But listen, in the eighth grade, they came into the PE class and said, all right, who wants to play? This is in Texas. He's like, who wants to play football? And we're all the guys are like, I want to play football. I'm like, great, all right. So tomorrow, you know, you show up, instead of coming in here for PE, you show up outside on the football field, okay? And we're like, ah! So I go out there with everybody else, and we out there, and they're like, all right, there's the track, run. And we're like, for how long? He's like, till we tell you to stop. And I think I got around that track like three times. And I was like, yeah, nah, I don't want to play football.
There you go.
And I just walked up to him. I was like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Because it turns out they were just running you to see who would drop out. And then whoever stayed, they would put...
Wow, you were a real Rudy.
Boy, yeah, I really didn't give a fuck. It was out in Texas. It was outside. It was hot. All I could think was the gym's fucking air conditioned. Fuck this shit.
Dude, my eighth grade year, we had like every horrible kid in my public school in the same gym class.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's a fight the first day. And the gym teacher encouraged it. These two kids squared up. And the teacher goes... Mr. Keenan, he goes, you guys couldn't draw blood if I gave you knives. This is what he tells the kids, right? So then there was this nerdy kid who I actually shared my bar mitzvah with, Michael Hack, and he had glasses. Some kid took his glasses, put in the urinal, and peed on it, right? So then we didn't have class for 8 weeks until someone admitted they did that. Like, so every day we just sat there in our own circles, and that was our gym class.
Oh, how fucking lame.
Yeah. What kind of a fucking school was this?
Did he ever admit it, or did they just give up?
No one knew who did it. Yeah, yeah. Oh. We never played a sport the whole year. Like, fucking until someone admitted they pissed on some kids' glasses. but as a kid, I remember thinking that we were in the wrong.
Well, it sucks for the kid because they're punishing everybody for it. And now everybody's pissed at the kid.
It sucks for everybody.
Yeah.
For him, it doesn't teach gym, the kid, and what are you teaching there?
Yeah.
It's like when I used to play Little League, there was a kid on my team, Jared, who was actually a pretty good athlete, great kid. It would always be grounded. And his parents would take him out of the league. He's grounded. That they would punish him by taking away the one thing he was good at. It's just such a bad parenting.
Well, you know, pretty soon you're going to get a chance to correct all these mistakes.
I've seen lots of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to be a parent, and so you're going to get a chance to make all these decisions too.
You want to have kids one day?
Oh, yeah. I want to have one.
Yeah.
Just one?
One on purpose. I feel like by the end of my life, there'll be like 2-3 road babies somewhere out there. By the end of my life. Maybe not. I don't know. But I feel like I would have planted that seed by now. Like, I got to tell you, there was a while there, like, at shows, I'd be like, I'm just waiting for someone to show up. Be like, this is your fucking baby. But it never happened, so yeah. I guess I'm okay.
I had that fear, too. I think every comic has that fear.
Yeah.
And so I tell people at comics, I'm like, dude, you're not going to get paid for 8 to 10 years. but you're gonna get paid in pussy.
Totally.
Because you're going to get chicks that would never talk to you in your life.
You get pussy and free booze. That's what you get.
That's what you're going to get. Because women that like would never talk to you. I've had shows beforehand. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And the girl's like, ugh, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I go on stage, kill. Like, hey, you didn't tell me you were the kind.
Totally.
Like, all of a sudden now.
Yeah. You're fucking magical all of a sudden. Before you were just whoever you are.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're magical. It's great. That's why we do it. That's why musicians play fucking guitar and shit. And,
of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Get that pussy.
So yeah, I never understood about like super really good looking guys going to comedy that don't have like a really
yeah. It's like, what do you need this for?
Yeah.
Just go be handsome over there.
Yeah, that have like good childhood.
I had to be funny.
Yeah, even me. I had enough problems in my life with my mom leaving and parents doing drugs and everything else. Like this was my outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so the word is Khabib's gonna fight McGregor next. I can't wait for that fight to happen.
Super fight.
I do get nervous that Khabib is tailor-made for Conor because he has his chin up, he walks straight forward, and his defense is terrible. And Conor has that right hand that just sleeps people. Look at the guys he's knocked down, knocked out. Poirier, Aldo,
Alvarez.
Nate Diaz, he's knocked down 3 times. Eddie Alvarez completely. I mean, he's got severe power.
Uh-huh.
And Khabib's defense is not good. Now, if the fight goes over 2 rounds, Khabib's got it. Because Conor's going to get tired, and Khabib's going to wrestle fuck him, and he's going to just finish it by that way. But the first 2 rounds, I'm very nervous for Khabib.
But Khabib does have a chin, though, right? He can take a shot, but we don't know
for sure.
He doesn't
take a shot like that.
Yeah.
Ally Aquinta hits hard,
yeah.
Not as hard as Conor McGregor. Nobody hits harder than Conor McGregor in that division. It just doesn't happen, you know? And he's got great timing. But that sucks, because I don't want him to knock out Khabib. Because I like Khabib.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way he fights. I like everything about him. Seems like
I'm
a really good guy.
I'm glad it's happening.
If it happens. If Conor
it happens,
doesn't attack him,
then that'd be, that's, you know, that's what you watch UFC for.
Well, let's see if Conor, well, let's see if we can get him on the phone. Conor McGregor, are you going to fight Khabib?
I don't want to say just yet, but the answer is yes.
Hmm. Now, how do you think you're going to do against him?
I'm going to destroy him.
How?
It doesn't matter how. If Conor McGregor enters the ring, the other person gets destroyed.
That not always happened. It happened against Nate Diaz the first time.
What's my name?
Conor McGregor.
That's the answer!
You keep saying that, but that can't be your actual
answer. That's the answer to every question.
All right, fine.
How are we going to save the economy?
Conor McGregor.
That's right!
Come on!
How are we going to save the little babies?
Conor McGregor.
That's right!
All right, well, good luck, man.
It's the answer to all your questions.
People are really liking Ronda Rousey's wrestling. You know, I mean, I'm happy for her. She's doing well. But let's not pretend this is real.
Yeah.
I mean, people are... Like, there was a girl arguing with me at a comedy club, a comedian in Arizona, saying that Ronda was going to improve in fighting because of the confidence she's going to get in pro wrestling. And I was like, that might be the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. She's like, no, you don't understand. I go, okay, if that was the case, CM Punk would be undefeated. It's a different thing. It's like choreographed dance moves. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's a show.
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't do it, but let's not confuse the two.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I still don't understand people that tweet the live wrestling all the time as if it's not scripted.
Yeah, I know. That's what's hilarious. Like, who's going to get the title? I'm like, I don't know. Check the script. What does it say? Because I have a feeling even the guy's fighting already now. I feel like they don't listen. You're going to lose the title in June at Super Slam, but then you're going to win it back
Summer
at
Slam.
Wonder Slam at fucking thing. But then you're going to lose it on, you know, on Knucklemania. And they, you know, so it's just all kind of like they just have a little plan. And I'm sure, because I mean, it's a company. So I'm sure they sit in a room and they make like a multi-year plan. Okay, and then he'll be champ. And then we got to build this rivalry now. I mean, that type of thing, I think, is just that's the nature of what they do.
What the hell is Knucklemania?
Whatever.
Well, dude, it's so hard to watch Ronda in the WWE because you know she can fist fuck all them girls, dude.
Like in a sexy way?
No, like in a fighting way, like punching. You know, she can fuck up all those girls
is
very
it called
easily.
Fist fucking?
I don't know what it's called when you whip someone's ass.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag mid fight fist fuck.
Yeah. Because you know she could just whip all their asses so easily, and I think she just won the title. She lost the title in WWE.
But that's the thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to watch it, right. I would just
watch
it.
Let's not treat it like it's real sports.
Yeah. At least it like updates. I don't know. I guess it's exciting for some people. People love it. A lot of people love it.
Have you seen when they do like the WWE update on SportsCenter?
No.
I saw it one time. It was so weird. Because all of a sudden they're like, all right, well, you know, I think it was the SummerSlam or SuperSlam, whatever, Grand Slam, French Slam. So they went live to it. And they're like, so can you believe Gravedigger did it again? And I'm like, it wasn't an unknown outcome, you know. I mean, can you bet? Do people bet on?
There was, I think, betting on one of them, which was the Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan. And if you bet on the Giant, you're a complete idiot. I'm sorry, like.
Yeah.
And how do you not just get a writer to tell you, like, what exactly?
That's what I'm saying. Like, because it's already decided, I don't understand how you could place bets. Anyways, but they were broadcasting from it like it was a real sports event. Mm-hmm. And it was the strangest fucking thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I was like, is he really talking about wrestling like an actual sport? Mm-hmm. You know? Like something that's determined by someone actually out wrestling someone?
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. But I only saw it the one time, and I don't think it ever happened again.
You know, it's a slow day this day because that says, Sage Northcutt, commend CM Punk for courage and bravery. All right, so that's the thing with CM Punk. Yes, it does take balls to get in there, but he did get $500,000.
More than that, dude.
And it's the first time. The second one, I think he got $1.5 million. Whatever he made, it wasn't like he just did it and donated all the money to charity or something. He got paid a lot of money to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that takes away a lot of the actual just like bravery. To me, the guy doing it for $10 at a fucking, the local, you know, Bob's Big Shack that has no, that might not go pro, that's brave. But to get paid like millions of dollars to do something, I don't know.
Yeah, at that point, it's just kind of smart.
A lot of people would do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay, I can go get $500,000 over here. I'm going to go do that now.
And to have the best coaching and the best people around you and the best this, the best that. I don't know. I still can't believe how well he didn't look, but, you know, shit happened.
And also, Sage Northcutt got a fight match with Zach Ottawa.
Oh, really?
Or Zach Otto. Yeah.
Ooh. Sage Northcutt, man. He's got so many holes in his game.
He's in 170 right now, right?
Yeah.
Not 155
He's got so many holes in his game. I like him, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
those abs.
I don't know if fighting is like his thing. He's good at he's good at it.
I don't know if that thing that he's trained his whole life for is his thing.
Well, he's good at it, but it just doesn't seem like he has that killer instinct.
And that may be true.
Seems like he's a nice kid.
Are you saying he needs to go to the WWE?
He'd be great in that, but he's also a strange guy. Like,
he's weird.
Like, what's that new thing all the kids are playing? What do you play? What's it? Minecraft?
Fortnite,
right?
Yeah.
So he holds a picture of him.
Not seven.
Okay, he holds a picture of himself in holding like a cat, and then he goes, time to play Fortnite.
I saw that.
And he's like butt naked holding a cat. Like,
hey, at least he's getting some pussy.
He might have a little Asperger's, dude.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would like the MMA roasted audience to forgive me
for making that
joke. For that last pun.
Oh, whatever. But yeah. So, and by the way, so Gary Tonin, right, who I guess I don't really follow sport jiu-jitsu, but I guess he's one of the best in the world. I've heard his name 1,000 times. People revere him. So he took umbrage with he got very angry at Colby Covington last week for saying that he would submit him right away. So he posts like shit about me, right? He goes, tell your boy, blah blah blah. So I wrote, hey man, I'd love to have you on the podcast. I hear great things about you. And he writes back, there's only two ways I would go do your podcast. If your mom sends me a naked picture of herself or something else.
Wait, this is Gary Tonin?
Yeah, wrote this to me.
Okay.
Like, first of all, my mom passed away. I'm not going to do that because that's just going to ruin his... But second of all, I'm like that's kind of strange. I was just being nice. So I was like, all right, what, you want to get into mom jokes? I was like, all right, your mom's so old that they wouldn't let her fight Gabby Garcia. Right? Boom. Right? Then I got him another one where I was like, I go, your mom is... I said something really... What did I say? I said, your mom is so flat, Eddie Bravo calls her Earth. Right? So then... nice. And then everybody started retweeting. People were retweeting his thing, like, ooh, major burn, which was not a major burn. So then, like... And then I could tell he was a good sport about it. He was like, this is a great joke. And he liked it. And this is just his humor. So then he said he was going to come do the podcast next week. So I'm looking forward. He goes... Then he said... He challenged Colby Covington. He said, if you can submit me, I will get a tattoo on my face of your balls, of your ball sack teabagging me. So he's very confident.
Right.
But what if so Colby does actually beat him?
It's possible, dude. But Gary Tonin is like legit one of the best jiu-jitsu dudes in the world. And he just won his first MMA fight. And
but
won
you think
a seat.
Colby could submit him?
Dude, it's going to be rough. It's like probably 1 out of 100 times maybe if he's lucky. I mean, but... Gary Tonin got submitted by Carl's Jr.
By flying triangle.
By Shoe Face. Yeah. That's his training partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows, dude? It's up in the air. But, I mean, I'd probably root for Colby in that fight just because it's funny. It's like a funny scenario. But, I mean, in reality, if you want to bet, you got to bet on Gary Tonin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that was kind of fun. I mean, whatever. It happens. So, Jake Ellenberger said he's not done. He said he's keep fighting, which, I mean, look, man, you can't tell a guy when he's done.
No, I thought that was, I didn't think that needed an announcement.
I'm reading the headline.
I know, I'm not done. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize you were done?
Well, he's on a pretty bad streak.
Right.
You know, heated Bobby Green says that Clay Guida get punked worse than CM Punk. Like, I think when you use the same word twice in the joke, it kind of takes away the effect of the joke.
Just double up, yeah. That's
yeah, yeah. But and
it's
then
a real word play. It's like when Nicki Minaj rhymed Michael Kors with Michael Kors.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like,
that's every single rap song.
It's
now,
like that's
dude.
Not rap. You're not rapping.
It's every
who would you rather
rap?
Bang, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
I'm gonna go Cardi B on that one.
Why?
Closer to natural.
Does seem more natural. Well, so, she got fake boobs.
I'm okay with that.
I think she got a fake ass as well.
See, because the Nicki Minaj thing, it's so, but so much has happened there.
Yeah.
It'd be like messing with a statue. You'd be afraid pieces would break and fall off.
Yeah.
You know what's good about Cardi
I don't
know, B, though?
That's the only thing.
What's good about Cardi B is you can go on the internet right now and see, like, videos of her asshole, dude.
Of who?
Cardi B.
Of her asshole?
Yeah, because she used to be a
like
stripper.
Just her asshole?
No, well, she used to be a stripper.
So how do you know it's her asshole? If it's just a video of someone's asshole, they're like, this is Cardi B's asshole,
no,
yo.
It's her
like,
dog.
How do you know that if it's just her asshole?
I mean, I don't know, but she used to be a full nude stripper.
Okay,
and
you've seen the videos then?
Yeah, Google right now. Cardi B, naked asshole, stripper titties, whatever you want to Google.
Have you ever been the black girl?
Half black and half Mexican, but you look at her and you think that's 100% black girl. Dude, her body was like a 20 out of 10, dude. It was perfect.
And how'd it go?
Well, see, she wanted to be in a relationship with me, but she wanted it to be an open relationship. She wanted to go bang other dudes.
Yeah, and you weren't cool with that.
Not really, because, you know, I'm getting kind of old. I want to, like, get a real, like, relationship, dude. I don't want to go around playing with other, like, ladies
and
shit.
Now, why did she want to bang other dudes?
I mean, I don't know, man. I met her at Harry Potter World, too. So, I mean, you already know there's some pieces missing to that puzzle.
Was she a wizard too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's my fellow wizard.
Yeah.
Slytherin.
Shit, there you go.
You ever been the black girl, Gray?
Yeah, a couple of them.
How did that go?
It was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
What kind of black girl?
The regular kind, the black ones.
But on a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, because it was like one was in college, then a couple, you know, on the road. I mean,
not like from Africa. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, they weren't. I mean,
the rings around her neck. Stretching her neck 20 feet
they
tall.
They were just regular black girls, you know what I mean?
Nice.
Like, I wasn't grading how black they were, because this was a different time, you have to understand. Like, a black girl was just a black girl.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't like, oh, what's your nationality? Are you just, you
I
know.
People get offended by that, though. Like, I understand, but, like, there was a girl, it's an Indian comic, right? Book her at the dime bar, and I'm like, oh, you're Indian. I'm like, oh, my best friend's Indian, right? And she goes, well, my best friend's white. Like, I'm... And I was like, well, my best friend's a bitch. No, I didn't say that. But I understand why she was saying that. Like, so what? But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I wasn't saying it to be a dick.
But it sounds like you're pandering.
What? Really? My it's best like, friend's an Indian comic.
Because it sounds like when people are like, oh, I have a lot of black friends. My best friend is black. You know, it just
No,
sounds.
I wasn't doing that. But I was just telling her. I don't know. I just thought of...
Who is this Indian best friend comic of yours?
Tarun.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, like, I don't know. I understand I'm never going to do it again because she got annoyed, but it was cool. She's like, I'm like, I guess that was stupid of me saying that. And she's like, it's okay, I like watching you squirm or something. She was being fine. But.
Wait, you ever tell the difference between a black girl's vagina, like the taste of it, and a white girl's?
Well, they all have unique flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, black girls have more like Kool-Aid. And no, that's no, what are you talking about?
It didn't taste black.
It tastes the same.
It didn't taste like purple drank, if that's what you're asking.
Well, you know when like you go on a date with a girl, then you finger blast her in the car before you drop her off at home?
Right.
And then when you're driving home, you're like smelling your fingers and sucking on your fingers.
You know, the thing is, I will say, you know, I mean, two of them, I would say, were pungent in a way that was a little different. But not any different than any pungent. Other girl. Yeah.
What do you mean pungent?
You know, I have like a zing to it.
To the black girls?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
But I've also been with other girls who were pungent as well.
Yeah, no, there's no difference.
Okay. So it's not like I could say that it was a black trait.
Yeah, because I went on.
You know what I'm saying?
The first time?
Just the thing. Some of them have a stronger scent than others. One of the strongest scents was this one gal in college who was like German. And hers was, but I think she just had a dirty fucking pussy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that one was just, she was like, oh, I just have a naturally strong smell. I was like,
she told you that?
Yeah, that's what she told me, yeah.
Why?
Because I was going to go down on her, and I think she wanted me to be prepared for this fucking punching fucking pussy.
Did you complain about it?
No.
Hello?
I guess others maybe had, and she was like self-conscious about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a natural smell?
She was like, it's strong, and she wasn't lying. It was pretty strong.
No, I heard that one whole cock actually hooked up with her. Is that true?
One whole cock. I have a mini pussy story.
What are some pussy stories for one whole cock?
Oh, I saw one pussy that was...
I'm sorry, go on.
Tyrone Woodley?
That's all right. One time I fuck a Tyrone Woodley. This a joke, Tyrone. Don't cure me.
Wait, so what happened with you and Tyrone Woodley?
Nothing happened with me and a Tyrone Woodley.
It's Frankie.
Hello, Frankie Edgar.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're on the MA Roasted Podcast. It's me, the Greg Wilson, as well as Ween Dog.
Yo.
Hey.
What's new in the life of Frankie Edgar?
Not much, man. Same old shit, really. You know, trying to enjoy the Jersey Shore. Summertime's nice around here.
Nice. Now, congrats on your big win over Cub Swanson. Now, was that a hard fight for you because you had already beaten him and it was sort of like, if I lose, I lose to a guy that I've already beaten, and if I win, I beat a guy that I already beaten?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always, rematch is always tough just because you were in there with the guy, and yeah, for sure. You don't want to lose to a guy that you beat handily, you know, the first time.
How do you think that fight went for you?
I thought he did well. You know, I thought he did a good job of, you know, making it tough for the takedown. I wasn't trying to force the takedown, so, if I had to beat him up top, so be it. I was happy with my performance, though.
No, I thought you did great. I thought he kind of fought not to lose a little bit. Like, he was sort of like, you know, he was kind of playing defense a lot, which made it kind of hard for you to get going.
No, I agree. You know, he wasn't really stepping in on much. You know, he's kind of, you know, on his back foot, for most of the fight. But, I don't think he really didn't want to get taken down again, is what I think.
Yeah.
He didn't want to open himself up too much.
Well, I was happy for you, man. I was at the fight before that with Ortega, and I was like, that was one of the most shocking, worst things that I've actually seen in a while. I was like, holy shit, man. What was that like for you?
I mean, it sucked, you know? Fucking losing in front of everybody is not fun, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, did you think that you had your chin was indestructible? Like, had you ever been knocked down before in practice or anything?
For sure. You know, I've been knocked down. Usually head kicks and stuff like that, but... I mean, he got me a good shot. I didn't go all the way out. You know, I was still pretty with it. Like, I even remember getting hit with the elbow and knowing there was short timing around, but that, that uppercut there put me on my butt, you know, and I get why that referee stopped it, but I still had my wits about me, so, you know, for the most part. But, it was a good stoppage.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're right. It was a Frankie Edgar fight. Like, I mean, they have to shoot you with a cannon to get you to stop. It was crazy, but I was wondering what you were gonna do after that. I'm like, fuck, does Frankie call it a quits? Does Frankie take a step back? You were like, fuck it, I'm fighting in New Jersey 3 weeks later. But you know that could work against you, like with Bisbing. You know, like Bisbing after he lost his GSP, he's like, I want to get back in there, fights Kelvin Gastelum and gets knocked out worse. You know, so I've seen that happen too. So I was a little concerned for you.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, some journalist or somebody released an article saying like only 13% of people that come back and fight, you know, quickly after a loss end up winning. So the odds were against me for sure.
Oh. Wow. Now Ortega's fighting Holloway, UFC 226, one of the biggest fights of the year. Who do you have winning that fight?
You know, I'm going to go with Max. He's the champ. I think his range is. You know, he's not going to be the shorter guy against Ortega, so Ortega's going to, I think, not used to, he's used to being a long guy. Against Holloway, he's not going to be. probably push at a good pace, but I mean, you know, Ortega finds a way to win, you know.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing pretty well with him. I think he was losing against Clay Guida. He was losing against Hinato, the other guy, his last name. But, you know, he finds a way to win, so you can't count him out.
Are you going to be ready in case one of them pulls out of the fight to step in?
I mean, I'm always training, you know. We'll see what happens. If the time is right and I feel good, you know, we'll see.
Cause
I have a hard time saying no.
No, I have a feeling, though, that they're going to ask you, that they're going to be like, hey, Frankie, is there any way you could be on weight and just be around in case somebody drops off? I have a strong feeling. Has the UFC contacted you yet about that?
No, they haven't. There's some speculation. I thought, you know, they might want to get ready, but I haven't heard anything. So, you know, I'm always within striking distance for the most part, but, you know, we'll see.
Which is crazy.
Got to make sense.
Do you think you can make 135?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I could. I mean, I don't know how good I'll feel and if I really want to.
Right. Who do you like in the rematch of that fight, TJ Dillashaw versus Corey Nolov?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. It's kind of a pick-em fight. You know, that last fight, I mean, the momentum went TJ's way, but Cody was doing really well in that first round, put TJ down. He was pretty out of sorts for quite a bit, but he found a way to, you know, land that shot. I mean, you know, Cody kind of popped right back too. So, you know, that fight, it can go either way. You know, they guys have a history. They train together, you know, so much. So, who knows?
I can't wait for that fight. That's that fight and the Holloway fight and then the Stipe Miocic Cormier fight are the three ones that I just can't wait for. And then if Conor ever fights Khabib, that would... Now, I was saying that I think that Khabib... In the first two rounds, there's a lot of problems against Conor McGregor because he stands straight up, chin right up, and just walks forward. It seemed like he would kind of be right there for the taking for McGregor. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. He's definitely hittable. You know, we've seen in a lot of fights against Michael Johnson. He got hit, you know, quite a bit. But Khabib's also a beast, man. He closed that distance and it could be over. He takes Conor down once, he can never get up again.
Now, who's the best guy you ever grappled with?
Ever grappled with? I mean, I don't know. I grappled with Hodger Gracie, so he friggin' is a monster. And Jake Shields is a beast, too. Grappled with him a while back. You know, I mean, they're a little bit bigger than me, but they were all over me, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, but you've grappled with everybody. Now, Colby Covington, obviously, making headlines. Become this kind of like this Trump spokesman. People are just like, Colby, this is our guy. You know, says some things about Brazil, calling them animals, yada yada, talking all this smack. What are your thoughts on Colby?
I mean, I think it's all an act, you know, for the most part. I'm not down with all that stuff so much, you know, that's not my style, but hey, everyone has their own niche. You know, he's definitely tough. I think he definitely impressed me against RDA. You know, I know how tough Dos Anjos is, and what he did to him was impressive for sure. You know, minus all that mouth talk.
How do you think him and Woodley go?
You know, I think Woodley's a little bit bigger. You know, a little bit bigger, a little bit faster. I think I'll have a hard time taking Woodley down. So I think it's gonna be a lot different fight than his last one.
Yeah. Now, have you heard Tyron's new rap album?
Whose rap album?
Tyron Woodley.
Nah, is it good?
I've heard it's pretty good, according to him. He told me it was good. But I don't doubt him, though, man. Because, dude, this guy's like, I want to do comedy. So I'm like, okay, sure. I figured he was going to suck. He blew me away. He murdered at the Dime Bar, which is and he murdered the Ha-Ha. Like,
great.
He's legitimately a talented comedian,
yeah.
Especially for the first time doing it. So I don't think he would be a bad rapper. I do worry that he's getting a little bit too sidetracked. I know he was at a Fortnite tournament last week, and then he has a rap album, and he's an actor, and now he's got comedy. I mean, it's hard enough to just be a fighter, right?
Yeah, man, you know, that many pokers in the fire, it gets tough to juggle at times. But if he could do it, I mean, I don't know where he lives, if he lives in California or whatnot, but or training in California, I guess you can get a lot more shit done, but... It's tough when you get distracted, you know, from outside things. But, you know, you got to also take that opportunity and run with it.
Were you ever in, like, the school play? Or did you ever have a rap album, Frankie?
No, I did a talent show though with my boy in eighth grade. It was like the end of the year thing, and we rapped some Method Man, "You're All That I Need."
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Do you remember any of the lyrics? You could like rap for us now or no?
No, I'm not gonna.
Dude, the Wu-Tang is playing July 28th, and my wife is like scheduled to give birth that day. And I was gonna buy tickets, and she got so fucking mad at me. So I'm like, no, I'll come back from the concert.
Oh my god!
First she thought I was gonna bring her to the concert. I'm not bringing her to the Wu-Tang concert when you're pregnant. Yeah, you know.
These are all bad answers.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Right. Exactly. But I was like, fuck it. Like, I think it'd be kind of cool, right? I mean,
no.
I don't think she's gonna give birth that day, but. It's not that far from the hospital. I'll definitely be able to
come. You're just
no?
Yeah, come on. They got in labor for a while. You'd be good to go.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, exactly, right? Frankie knows. Frankie, right?
Frankie, you're going to have to be the first one to buy him a divorce party present.
Yeah, yeah. How many kids you got now? How many kids you got now?
I mean, I have three kids.
Wow. Two, what, you have?
Three and done. Three and done.
You have two boys and a girl?
Two boys and a girl. Yup, I have 9, 8, and 4.
And the girl's 4.
She's 4. Yup.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you gonna have her and do like jiu-jitsu or wrestling or?
Not wrestling. I have her do jiu-jitsu though. No wrestling, but I'll definitely have her do jiu-jitsu.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, imagine like yeah. I could see. Imagine having like it's gonna be tough for her future dates to have fucking Frankie Edgar the dad.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I could just see you like lining the guy up and be like, tell me about yourself. What are your plans? I could see. I could see.
Where you going tonight?
Yeah, yeah. I could see him being like the chaperone at like the prom.
Yeah.
That would be hard. Like playing him, your like Gray Maynard fights in the corner. So like just in case the fucking guy thinks about doing anything.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be peering around the corner with my daughter. That's for sure.
I'm having a girl. My girl's due. My wife's due to have a kid next month. Any advice on having a daughter?
Man, they wrap you around your finger. It's totally different. They actually, my daughter actually likes me. My sons, they're already sick of me. So my daughter's into me. So she's got it. She got it like that.
Nice. Now we're also having Tom Galicchio on the show, who told me that you used to run a fight club in like New Jersey, and Tom went in there and took you down. You got really mad. You beat the fuck out of him for an hour and a half, but that you were just throwing people out and having them fight. Like they weren't even like you had. It was like a legitimate fight club. People were just showing there and just like beating the shit out of each other in Jersey in some warehouse. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, we had this Rhino fight team. It's like the first place I trained at, and that's probably what Tom's talking about. Places a little rough around the edges, you know? It's old school.
Wait, hold on. Go a little bit further into this. Like, how, I mean, was it people just come in and just get beat up?
No. Not at all. It was just an open clash. You know, guys get in there and scrap. And Tom's about as scrappy as it gets.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that term. Open class.
Open class?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, was it bare knuckle?
No.
Did you watch
them? I had gloves with no wraps on, no headgear, you know?
Wow.
Just swinging it.
See, that's when men were men. See, Frank Edgar was a real man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like these kids today.
Yeah, we were dummies. We were dummies back then. That's what we were.
No, fuck that, dude. I met Frankie and his wife. They came to my show.
Yeah.
She's this beautiful Italian girl, but she's calling all the shots. Yeah. Like Frankie, but he'd have to look at her. See if it's okay to laugh and then laugh with a joke. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, happy wife, happy life, they say. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, Adam, that's what they say.
Right.
He gets it.
Yeah, right. And how long you been married for?
That's why you ain't going to the Wu-Tang concert.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Now, Frankie, how long have you been married for?
10 years now.
Yeah, yeah. And she was also your high school sweetheart, right?
We started dating in college, but we've known each other. She was in my kindergarten class, my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've known each other for a while.
So she's the only girl you ever been with?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Frankie. I'm happy about that because that.
There are like two others.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't seem much of a player, right? You're like a one girl kind of guy, like a nice guy. You don't go out there and just you weren't like slanging box back in the day, right? You were just seemed like a nice guy.
I got it in back in the day, you know. I soiled my, what do they call it? Soiled
your wild oats, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we have a kid, Joe, here, who he needs advice on girls. He's doing terrible. Frankie, Edgar, any love advice for Joe the Kid Perez?
Oh, man, be yourself unless you're a dork and be somebody else.
You know? That sounds right.
Be yourself.
Hey, what are the term limits on becoming somebody else?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty old, pretty set.
I like that. Be yourself unless you're a dork.
Then be somebody else.
My next t-shirt. I think it's like a t-shirt, actually.
There you go.
There you go. Send half the profits to
So who do you, Frankie. Who do you want to fight next?
I want to fight the winner of Max and Holloway. That's what I want. Yeah. Or Max and Holloway. Fucking Holloway and Ortega.
Yeah. Have the UFC, have they granted you that? Have you heard anything about anything?
No, you know, I've heard Dana mention it, you know, so I'm definitely in the game. So we just got to see what happens, I guess.
Now, how many fights left do you think you have in your career?
I'm not putting a number on it, you know. I feel pretty good. My body feels good. I'm still enjoying the ride, so... You know, we'll just keep continuing on until I feel it's time, I guess.
Like,
but I don't really put a number on it.
But I'm how old are you? Like 38, 39?
Slow down, bro. Slow down, bro.
36? 36. Now, when you practice, do you feel the same as when you were 21?
I do, I think. I feel like little things maybe a little different, but I take care of myself a lot better now, too. So, you know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, because that's my problem. Being 40, like, even when I go to wrestling practice, my mind sees the moves, and my body's like, are you out of your fucking mind? You're not going for this. You know, go to Krispy Kreme. I can't react like I used to be. But you're training all year round with the Rutgers wrestling team. You know, it's probably, everything is still probably right there, right?
I mean, you know, as much as it can be, I still feel like my reaction time's good, you know, I think when you I haven't never stopped really doing it, so everything feels the same to me, at least so far.
Now, how good is Marlon Moraes?
He's about as good as it gets, man. He's a stud. He's super athletic, very, you know, extremely well-rounded. You know, everybody only seen his striking game, but his jiu-jitsu, his wrestling is really top-notch. You know, he's sky's limit for that kid.
So it's you, him, and Eddie Alvarez all in the gym together?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
That's a fucking that's killers. Jesus.
Pretty good Shark Tank, yeah.
Who's Eddie fighting next?
Eddie's fighting Dustin Poirier, I believe, in Calgary.
Wow, that's gonna be a war. That first one was a war. Holy shit.
Yeah, wow. Great fight. It's definitely gonna be fireworks. Definitely.
Is Eddie watching tape from the first fight or no?
I'm sure he is. Him and Mark probably watch tape together. Mark definitely is a huge tape guy, so I'm sure he's pointing out some things, you know, for Eddie.
Nice. Are you gonna be in Vegas July 2nd to the 9th?
I'm still kind of figuring that out. There's a good chance I will be, though.
Well, if you are, I got shows. Everybody get the Stratosphere. I'd love for you and the wife to come again. And with the MMA awards are July 3rd. It's gonna be really fun. I got some really funny sketches that I wrote. And it would be an honor to see you, Frankie. The honor.
Yeah, if I'm out there, I'll definitely get in touch with you, brother.
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, Frankie. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys. Take care.
Take it easy, brother.
That was the legend, Frankie Edgar, Hall of Famer. Just a man's man.
Yeah.
Now, when you're around men like that, Greg, how do you feel about yourself?
I feel fine.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, I mean, hey, listen, that's their path. I chose this one.
I know, I feel good, but I also feel like, fuck, man, these are some serious dudes. Like, I'm just like, ah, oh, man, they could fuck shit up.
Like, well, I mean, you know, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess.
No, but
that's not who I am.
No,
you know,
of course.
What I mean? I'm not jealous of it. I can admire it without being jealous of it because it's not who I am.
No, but when I have girlfriends or wives now, or a wife, she's always like, man, I like being around you because I feel safe, you know? That's how I feel when I hang out with these guys.
Because you're a little bitch.
Yeah, I feel safe, but I...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're like, Tyrone Woodley, he's such a great comedian. Well, you know, it's got to be... You got to feel pretty confident knowing you can kill everyone in the room.
I've seen people that can kill everyone in the room that are not very good at comedy.
Okay, well, he did pretty... I mean, I'm just saying the confidence builder's got to be pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
But doesn't always translate.
It helps.
I know people that I also like.
I mean, I know he's got personality and the other things too. But I'm just saying, you gotta,
at all.
That's what I'm saying. You go up there, like, I mean, what are you afraid of?
But I mean, like people like Josh Barnett, who's like, I could never do comedy. And I'm like, well, dude, you fought Mark Coleman. Or you fought these fucking, these Randy Couture, these huge guys.
Such different.
And he's like, yeah, that's one guy.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a way more.
See, but Tyrone's already a professional talker. He already does broadcasting. He's always in front of cameras. He's already in front of audiences. Like all the other pieces are kind of.
Barnett's also a broadcaster. A lot of fighters get.
I'm just saying it helps.
A lot of people get terrified of public speaking.
Okay, I'm not saying he doesn't have the personality for it, but I'm just saying it's got to help.
All right. Yeah, it does. By the way,
did you see my episode of Ghosted this week?
Of course, it was amazing, dude.
Right? That was fantastic.
It might have been the best episode so far.
Right?
Yeah.
Part where I got in the fight with the slug?
Yeah.
I love that, dude.
You guys are such assholes. Did not fight a slug, you dipshits.
I'm waiting for it to go on Netflix and I'll binge watch all of it.
It's on Hulu. It's on Fox.com. Just pick a website.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yes. Yeah. Last three episodes. But the last episode was a great episode for
I get the real you, man. Nothing is as funny.
Shut up. God, you're a horrible friend.
Nothing's as funny as
Network
you.
Network TV show. You're not even watching it.
Nothing's as funny as you.
It's all right. I don't listen to this podcast.
Of course.
It's all even.
Yeah, of course. By the way, I want to apologize that Greg's mic wasn't turned on last time. It was my fault. I didn't. I'm still learning. It wasn't the microphone. It was connected. It just was like. On the channel wasn't turned on. But like, yeah, because what happened was this guy, I guess, didn't know that his girlfriend had been in the hospital for a month.
He had to try and get a piece off of his recently brain surgery girlfriend.
But he's like,
no, that's a very small window where you're like, listen, she's completely incapacitated. Maybe she'll let me
exactly
get it in there.
Yeah.
Why do you keep going through puberty now all of a sudden? Your voice is now going up 3 octaves.
I mean, I've been going through puberty for the past like 15 years, dude. My voice still cracks all the time. It's so embarrassing.
How many times you slapped the ham today already?
Once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Jeez, even I'm 2 in. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You jerked off twice today?
No, once.
What kind of porn do you like?
I thought about it.
Don't you live with your girlfriend?
Yeah, but she was out.
What kind of porn do you like, Greg?
You haven't jerked off yet today?
No.
You've been home all day by yourself and you haven't jerked off.
My wife. I have not been myself. I had Joey Medina came over earlier. We're working on
that. Oh, script. Okay. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
I like POV porn and pregnant porn.
Why pregnant porn?
Yeah, I'm not going to follow you on that road.
It's just my fetish. I don't know.
That's cool.
But before you like tranny porn or transgender porn.
I mean, it's not like the top of my list. I'll go down those roads sometimes just out of pure curiosity.
Especially now that you got a little cocaine in your system.
A little bit, yeah. Just a little bit, though. Yeah. I mean, I can't do the tranny stuff no more because the transgender stuff or it's just because I've never seen a trans.
Now you're sensitive?
Okay. No, I'm saying we have our biggest fan is a transgender woman.
The Shay, okay. I love her. Yeah,
you love her.
Yeah, I mean, not. Come on, I mean, like I've never seen.
Never met her.
I've never seen a transgender woman with a tiny dick. They all have giant dicks, dude. I can't go too deep. We're also get self conscious. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Have you seen
it's
them
the way
dicks?
He feels around MMA fighters.
You seen their dicks though? Like, have you seen them?
No,
dude. I seen one last night. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I did a little adventuring last night.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
It's like this little Filipino dude who turned into a woman. Like a little tiny, like 5 foot tall Filipino dude. His dick or her dick is like the size of this chair, dude. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it just
cracks. Taking journey.
I do. It just makes me self-conscious, you know? It's kind of freaky. We see
a
dick.
So what does
that
mean? So, but you finished.
I mean, that was before I went to Pornhub and watched the regular porn that I watch.
Okay. So you
warmed up?
Yeah.
On the big dick transvestite? I mean, is it transgender if they still have the penis?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I thought transgender meant you didn't have I don't know.
This podcast is getting all really weird.
I don't know where it goes.
Yeah.
So MMA. All right. So also, Bella. So Dylan Danis. You know Dylan Danis?
Yeah.
So are you going to watch it this week? Do you record it? Do you have, like... What? Television? Do you have like cable
television?
Yeah. Do you have cable TV?
Yes.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Of course.
Have you recorded it? Did you at least set it to record my show, Ghosted?
Oh, Ghosted or Fight the Fights?
No, the Ghost.
Dude, are you kidding? I love Ghosted.
So if I win,
ooh,
if I
love
turned
the ghost
on,
it.
If I turned
it's about
on
Casper and his friends.
If I turned on your TV and DVR right now, I could go to the list of all the shows you recorded, and I would see my episodes recorded.
What? I didn't know this was your episode. You didn't tell me.
What are you talking about? I didn't tell you.
You didn't text me.
We announced it on the show last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't follow me on you unfollowed me on Twitter.
No, I didn't.
You don't follow MMA Roast anymore.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Check your Twitter.
You're gonna all your lies.
I follow you.
All your lies.
You don't follow me. Look.
You're such a liar. I fucking follow
you.
No,
you don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
these damn millennials.
This is bothering me. But all right, go on. You don't follow me. I don't know what happened.
I follow you.
I
never
got an argument. You unfollowed me. All right, so
what has this podcast become?
Bunch of bottom. Okay. All right, when's the next Bellator? Okay, so Dylan Danis writes on Facebook, I own Bellator.
And it's like a picture of him like sitting there. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm following you. I just clicked.
Yeah, you just followed me.
I guess I did click it at some point.
Okay, so
I don't know.
He's had one fight in Bellator against a guy who's on a 3-fight losing streak. And he writes, I own Bellator.
Which is basically the same line that Connor used.
Oh, yeah.
I own the UFC. You
and
know, same
my
shit.
And Dana Unleashed writes, you don't even own a house.
Still doesn't excuse you from not watching my show.
Yeah.
I'll watch your show, dude. I'll watch it. I like you. So, all right. Ryan Couture and Bellator is fighting Saad Awad. I like Saad. He's a good friend of mine.
Was on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
I was following you, though. I was
you
following
me,
you.
So don't follow them.
It's an oversight.
Right. Also, Lima McFarlane, great fighter from Hawaii. He's fighting Alejandra Lara. I don't know her.
A lot of dual tweets.
So Saad Awad is fighting Ryan Couture. Ryan's still hanging in there. This could be a good fight. Also, Valerie Letourneau, ex UFC star.
Yeah.
Christina Williams. Juan Archuleta, who's 18-1, is fighting Robbie Peralta. This guy, Juan Archuleta, another guy who's like going under the radar. This is all at Pechanga. And then Joey Davis, who was a 4-time national champion in college, he's 3-0, is fighting Craig Blaskett, who's 2-2.
Is that Pechanga?
Yeah. And Ed
when
Roof,
is it?
The 30th of July. Of June.
Yeah. Are you going to go?
No, I'm in Canada. I'm in Edmonton that week. But Ed Ruth, who's one of the best wrestlers in college, like in a long time, he's like it was an amazing guy. He's fighting Andy Murad, who's 15-2. So finally, he's got a better. And then Christy Lopez, who came to my show, hot chick, is fighting Paola Ramirez. Bellator has a good little card out there. I'm sure they won't promote it. there's a tape delay. There'll be a tape delay, so you'll find out the results 3 hours before it airs. That's what kills the whole.
That's the only reason I don't watch Bellator.
It's the worst.
Yeah,
it's like. You can't expect people to not go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's too much asking. And then for you to post the results of a fight that has not aired yet. I mean, yes, if you watch the app and you download the Spike app, you can watch it on your phone. But you know what? I don't like to watch fights on my phone. It's annoying. I can't even
figure out. We did that one time.
Yeah, but when we were driving there.
Yeah, because you were late. Yeah.
The tickets that I bought you.
Yes.
So.
Did you buy me? I think I paid for my own, actually.
I think I paid for that.
And we sat in the car in traffic and watched it from.
Yes, okay. The big fight, though, the fight that I might go to, I'm debating. I got a show in Vegas July 2nd to the 9th. So the 8th.
Yeah, because it's fight week, right?
Fight week.
Yeah.
8th. Like, you know, when I take off a fight, work a Saturday night in Vegas, I'm going to make less money. It's a big night. It's a packed house. But this fight, Stipe Miocic versus Cormier, every time, though, that I go to a fight and leave early to go to my show, it's the
greatest fight of all time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There'll never be anything like it. Everyone here is so lucky. Yada. Every time I stay, I see it for Woodley Wonderboy 2. People are sleeping in the crowd. It's horrible. People are throwing things like boo, tomatoes are being thrown.
Sucks.
So, but I might take off for this one because Stipe Cormier, first of all, that one
should be a great fight.
Should be. Will it though, or will Stipe just steamroll him?
I don't know. I mean, my money's on Stipe, but what do I know?
It seems like that's a smart money.
Mm-hmm.
He's like twice. He's 4 feet taller. He's like 6 years younger.
Yeah.
He's bigger.
But Cormier's a wrestler, right?
Yeah,
and that's
wrestler.
Always gonna be. I mean, because is Stipe even a
wrestler in college? Division one.
I mean,
Division two. Yeah.
So if he gets him to the ground, it becomes a fight.
But Stipe is a great wrestler, a college wrestler, and he's a lot bigger.
But I mean, have you ever seen him really wrestle that much in any of his fights?
Against Ngannou, took him down and just beat the shit out of him.
One fight
against that guy was so dangerous.
Just saying, it's not really his main thing. So I mean,
no.
He brings it out when he needs to.
He's also a great boxer as well.
Yeah, well, Holloway, I mean, that's his main thing.
Holloway versus Ortega. I'm gonna go with Holloway also. I'll give Frankie on that one.
Yeah.
The Black Beast. Against Ngannou.
Black Beast all day, baby.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He's like, look at what he did over his head. It's still flying in the air. Come on.
It's still orbiting Earth.
Everybody's jumped off this thing because of the way he fought Stipe. It was a bad matchup for Ngannou.
You think he knocks out Derek Lewis?
Yes. I think he gets him down, knocks him down, gets on top of him, just raining punches.
The only thing I don't like about Derek, I mean, he's probably my favorite heavyweight, but the only thing I don't like is his leg kicks that he throws. They seem like so half-assed leg kicks.
That's what he gets Mark Hunt.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a good personality, though. Like, he's hilarious.
He was losing his last fight, too, 2-0, and then he gets just caught him at the end.
He's a savage.
He's a savage. He barely beat Roy Nelson. That was a horrible fight.
He's future champ.
He's hilarious on the mic. He's like, Ronda Rousey, you know, where your fine ass at? That's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
He tells his wife, I'm going deep tonight after he wins.
Uh-huh.
He's great on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
But let's really evaluate, like, who he's beaten and who he's lost to. Chiesa versus Pettis. Ooh, that's a good fight. I got Chiesa.
Me too.
Khalil Roundtree versus Gokhan Saki.
I don't know.
Saki's like the best Muay Thai guy. Paulo Costa versus Uriah Hall.
Costa.
Yancy Madero, Mike Perry. There's your boy, Mike. You know Mike Perry.
Yeah, Mike Perry.
He's fighting Yancy.
Scary Mike Perry?
That should be
or Psycho
name.
Mike Perry?
Harry Mike Perry.
What is it?
Harry Mike Perry.
It's not Harry Mike
Perry. Harry Mike Perry?
Actually, I saw his Instagram story today. He's got some hairy nipples, dude. I ain't mad at that.
You are officially the weirdest fucking person in the history of the world. Like, there's something wrong with you.
No, but I got Mike Perry in that fight.
People ask me everywhere, they're like, what's
wrong? I hope Mike Perry shaves his nipples just knowing you're looking at him.
But what is his name, though? It's Mike...
Platinum.
Platinum Mike Perry.
Yeah. That's what it is. Platinum Mike Perry.
Yeah.
Perry Mike Perry.
He's going to win.
Jamie Moyle, cute little half-Asian girl. It's Emily Whitmire. I like Moyle in this.
But yeah.
Car close for Lando Venata. The whole thing is going to be great.
You got to go, dude. You got to go.
Should I go?
Yeah, because you left before the Khabib fight last time.
Khabib.
Khabib?
Khabib? Did I say Khabib?
I did. That was a good fight, but the main event wasn't good. What was the main event on that one?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Khabib just mauled him, though.
Yeah. Still fun. It was still awesome.
Yeah, by the way, that kid that you met on my team, I got him to go to a wrestling camp this week.
Oh, I was about to say, I got him sent back to Russia.
No,
you don't got to worry.
He's at Kenny Johnson's camp right now.
That's great.
And who's a great coach. And he's actually.
Did he ever lose? He's still undefeated.
The kid, he lost once. But he beat the kid back in the finals.
There you go.
But he's training with Cyborg right now.
He is? That's awesome.
Yeah, she's actually taking the wrestling camp.
That's great.
Cyborg is.
That's awesome.
And so there's that little kid James and some kid Parker that I coach. It's great. Yeah.
Wait. So she's there as a student.
As a student.
To work on her wrestling.
Yeah.
With this dude
and
children.
Yes. Okay. They've been posting pictures of her with him and Cyborg.
So, but she's also probably coaching.
Oh, yeah, she's helping out. She's not beating up.
She's the one adult. Like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer starts taking karate and he's talking about killing people and he realizes he's just fighting kids.
That's people who actually like.
I thought she was doing.
I posted a video of me.
These kids
I posted a video of me throwing this kid in my garage. People are posting that like Kramer gif, whatever. Here's Cyborg and Ahmad.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's super happy. He's so happy about it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's great.
So when's your wedding?
Well, I got to tell you, this Sunday on Ghosted, it's one of my big episodes.
Yeah.
So everyone should check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Your wedding? What the
I just wanted to bring you back to something I actually wanted to talk about.
Did your wife ever get mad at you?
No, not at all. We're planning something. We got something in the works.
For what year?
For next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Next year you're going to get married?
Next year.
Is it the same day as CB's wedding?
I don't know. I forgot when CB's wedding is. Is it next year? I thought his was this year. I know he tried to send me an invite, but they didn't put the full address, and so went back. And he's like, what did I do wrong? I'm like,
are you going to CB's wedding?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I got to see if this actually happens.
Really?
It'll happen. It'll happen.
They're in love.
Because they've been together for a while, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it'll be all right.
You think he's going to grab his wedding?
I'm sure he will. If there's some fighters there, he will.
Yeah.
Graph,
man, it's crazy.
Imagine if Conor McGregor actually shows up to his wedding. Do you think he'll marry Conor instead of his girlfriend?
I'll tell you what, he would just put everything on hold until Conor said, go ahead.
Conor was like...
She could be standing there halfway. She could be marching down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. And if Conor McGregor's helicopter started circling, I'd be like, wait, we have to hold. We have to hold everything. No, babe, just stay right there. Just stay right there. Just no. You don't have to go back. Just stay right there. Conor! Connor, I love you. And then when they're waiting for his to land and get situated, and then it'd be like, I'm not ready.
You think if Tanner asked him, like, hey, is it okay if I teabag you? What do you think he would say?
He would say, it would be an honor and a privilege.
Really?
To receive the tea jizz of the
great
Connor.
If Connor was like, let me all over your face, he'd be cool with it?
He would call the Darjeeling incident. It's a tea. It's a tea jizz.
I asked Hendo's wife, like, at the end of the day, I said, I'm like, I had a joke about coming in people's faces. I'm like, oh, so you and Hendo are going at it. What do you like it? And she's like, bring it on. And I was
classic.
Like, and I was like, is it as powerful as his punches where you just like knock out
He's just throwing power loads like from a fucking cannon.
My wife always asks me to do all these dirty things. Then she's just giggling and like, never goes.
What's the most dirty thing she's asked you?
To clean the apartment. it was filthy. No, but like sometimes she'll be sleeping and I'll go up to her. I'll be like, anal sex. While she's sleeping. And she'll be like, leave me alone.
Like she hears it in a dream. She's like, no.
She turns away.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that before too.
What?
Done that to a girl.
You said anal sex?
Well, something like that. I mean, I'll start to like go down there while she, because I haven't really had too many girls like actually sleep over at my place, except maybe a couple.
Because your parents up there?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So basically, I had this girl. She was sleeping in my bed next to me in the middle of the night.
But they're not sleeping over at your place. You are having a sleepover.
Yeah, basically. So I had her over. She's sleeping next to me, right? And I just start to... I go down there. She's, like, dead asleep. I start to try to finger.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
That's not good.
Okay, back it up. Clip, delete, erase.
But did the girls wake up?
Well, I tried to finger her ass while she was sleeping, dude.
And then what happened?
She woke up, and we just... She thought it was kind of hot, to be honest. She thought it was hot, but she didn't want me to do that. So we just ended up making love for a couple more minutes before we went back to sleep.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, listening to you talk is like reading a Mad Lib.
Uh-huh.
Like words just don't belong in certain places in the sentences that you're saying.
Uh-huh.
It's like what?
It's like a Mad Lib you got out of a prison library.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joe, listen, when girls are sleeping, you can't touch them.
Not anymore.
not ever.
Not ever. But there was a time when they would have said, oh, yeah.
Although my
but wife, now,
I,
no.
Although my, I had an ex-girlfriend that I wake up to her riding me. And I'd be like, ugh, like where the fuck am I? And like, because I would go to sleep with a boner and she would just sit on it. But I never.
So
I never,
she would raping you.
Yeah, raping me. But yes. I never complained. I was just like, but if I did that to a girl, oof, forget about it.
Yeah.
Well,
are
certain
you,
girls.
Are you guys afraid that if either of you get super famous, that some girl's going to come out and me too you?
Sure.
I've had that thought, but then I'm like, I don't think that there's anything to me too me for. But, you know, but the problem is that a lot of these, some people, you know.
I mean, that's the thing is, you don't know, that's the thing, you don't know what her, what she's gonna say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, and I think every guy that got any kind of fame, right, this is a terrible time to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, I think every man could be accused of that if he, every man could be accused of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely every single man that's ever made advances on a woman that she didn't like, okay, he could be accused of it. It's as simple as that. So that's, guess how many men that is? All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you sit here and say, no, I got nothing to worry about, you're a fucking liar.
Unless mm-hmm. you're, the,
you're lying to yourself.
Unless there was like a guy who only reacted to girls hitting on him, which is not married.
Or if like you married your high school sweetheart and you never ever, but even those guys, I bet there's some girl at the bank, you know, some girl at his job that was like, he would always, you know, like touch me when he was leaving or something. Like, let me tell you, so I'm telling you,
times,
every single man would have to work.
A lot of times I've seen it work. I've seen guys like smack her on the ass and she's like, oh, playful, and then him get her number. You know, it depends on the guy. I'm not saying this is a good thing, but I've seen guys make really crude things to girls, and that was his pickup line, and it worked for him.
Well, yeah. I mean, the place where the line is right now, essentially the difference between... I mean, I'm just saying this is just because of where we're at right now. I don't know. Forget it. I shouldn't say it.
Hello, is this Tom Galicchio?
Yeah, hey, is this Adam Hunter?
Yeah, what's up, Tom? How
I'm
you doing,
man?
I'm
just asking the question. I'm not actually...
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for having me on your show last Friday. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's still raving about it. They said you killed it, and... Dan wants you to perform at his pig roast.
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
I will 1,000% perform at Dan Henderson's.
Do you think he'll perform?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. I don't even know when it is or what it is, but it sounds great. I'm in. So, by the way, you did a great job as well as hosting the show. Were you happy with your performance?
Yeah, I thought I did pretty good. I thought I felt pretty polished out there. I don't know. You tell me. I thought it flowed well, and I thought I kept everybody pretty happy.
The jokes worked. If it didn't work, you covered it well. You're very likable up there. I thought you did great. You're a very, very funny person. I think you have a career in stand-up comedy. If you want to have a career in stand-up comedy, so
I'll tell you what, that it's probably a harder business to get discovered in than MMA.
It kind of is,
which is pretty hard.
Yeah. So speaking of which, like obviously we talked about you getting cut from the UFC, which is bullshit because like you fought in a weight class above and beat three guys in the Ultimate Fighter, including an Ultimate Fighter winner, and two guys in the UFC. Then you lost to James Krause at 170. And then they just dropped you, which has been bullshit. But I know you had an injury, right?
No, well, I got it shortly after. It happened in the fight. I tore my bicep, but
yes,
I was pretty sure I had an injury even going into the show. But it is what it is. I mean, I was pretty lucky to have the opportunity. Everything.
I know you gained a ton of fans. So what have you been up to, man? What's going on?
Well, now right now I'm being the head Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu coach, grappling coach at Team Quest.
Nice. Do you like that?
You know, it was definitely more responsibility than I was asking for, but I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. And then what's going on with the fight career?
Right now, I kind of got into this, you know, like how Gerald Ford became president. I was doing vice president duty, taught like two classes a week that I didn't even have to show up for, like real vice president work.
Yeah,
nice.
But and then you know, Nixon resigned, and then all of a sudden I'm the vice president of the BJJ in this place. I didn't even know it, so I became in charge before I even knew it.
Well, you know, you're a black belt. You're an amazing grappler. Everybody was scared to go to the ground with you. It would only make sense that you would be a teacher. I mean, and you're also a really nice guy and good with working with people. Do you ever get frustrated teaching?
You know, the kids are a little rough to teach, but, you know, I came into this without any structure on the kids program because when my coach left, a lot of guys left with him. So it was like, all the help was immediately out the door. So it definitely was frustrating in the beginning, but we figured out how to structure it, and we got Joe Daddy Stevenson on board.
Oh, wow.
As well.
Wow. Now, why are the kids so rough to coach?
Because they don't want to pay attention. And I think the parents make it a little rougher these days because their kids never wrong these days.
No, 100%. I know I've coaching kids as well, and but you have ADHD as well. So isn't that a good match? Your ADD and their ADD.
yeah, I can connect to them a little bit, but you know, we're definitely different generations.
Yeah, totally. Now I know. I remember talking to you. Did ACB get in contact with you?
We were in talks. I pretty much got to just hit them up and see if they want to take the bait or anything yet. I'm hoping maybe in September, October. I think I've still got a little strengthening to do on my arm, so.
Now, are you thinking about
super rush.
Now, what about submission grappling? I know either like Chael's thing or Eddie Bravo's thing. Have you thought about competing in those?
It's definitely something I got to find something to do, some sort of competing or something to keep me fresh and keep me used to winning. So I'm open to everything. I just want to make sure I'm ready for whatever it is I do coming out of surgery and everything. I want to make sure I'm prepared. I don't want to slip on a banana peel and dig myself out of quicksand anymore.
Well, you got to make a challenge. You got to go on Twitter and say, listen, I'm Tom Galicchio. I'm 155 pounds. I will challenge anyone in the world. in jiu-jitsu, right?
That's an idea. You think they'll take the bait?
I think somebody will, right? I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess you got to get the platform.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they? Exactly, right? Now, how do you think
I'll go bug Chalen a little bit. He used to come here to Quest.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I know he's been asking me if I would be game to do one of his submission undergrounds.
I would love that. Now, your girlfriend was sitting in the front row, smoking hot. I mean, blonde hair, fucking, like, that little dress. You could see, like, the cleavage, you know, like, short skirt.
Oh, yeah, I know. She definitely wore a nice dress out.
She was not wearing underwear. I was on stage. She kept flashing me. You know, it was no, I'm kidding.
I know that happened.
No, she didn't flash me. I don't know if she wore underwear or not. But now, when are you going to propose to this girl? You're not going to do better, Tom.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna plead the fifth on it. That time will come when it comes.
You guys are such pussies, man. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. Maybe we listen to your podcast.
But this girl's great for him. She's with Tom Galicchio. She's got a regular job, right?
Yeah, she gets hair, regular job.
Hair, yeah.
Turning into a yenta.
Yeah, pretty much. How's the candy business?
You know, the good thing about it, although I've had my hands full with the team, the quarters are still turning even when I'm not there, so it's always good.
You know what this guy did? He needed to make some money, right? He had $200.
It's still bringing in. I'm still a hundred.
So he went on Craigslist, and they were selling old candy machines. So he bought them for $50. Fill them up with candy.
Yeah, well, I had the wheel and deal. At first, I got ripped off a few times.
Goes to a bar and be like, put this here.
The price point.
I'll collect the money. Before you know it, he had like 30 candy machines and making a business for him.
That's great.
I thought that was one of the coolest stories ever. I told my wife. She's like, that's a lot of fucking work. Don't even think about that. She started yelling at me.
You don't have the work ethic for that kind of thing. Yeah, don't even think about buying any candy.
That was like a lot of work for $1,000 a month. I'm like, no, that's a brilliant idea. She's like, what? You're going to be... So she wasn't as impressed as I was. But I was super impressed, Tom, just so you know.
No, thank you. Thank you. It's definitely like... It's a get-rich-slow scheme, and it's definitely working.
Yeah, good, man. I like it. Well, listen, Tom, are we calling anybody out on the show today? Who do you want to fight next?
I'm not calling anybody out lately. Maybe we'll... As soon as I'm a little bit more confident in my recovery, there'll definitely be in action. I think I'm going to get back in there in September, to be honest with you.
Now, who do you think wins, by the way, Stipe or Cormier?
Stipe, he's too good at that weight. He's, you know, he's a big guy and he's athletic as a big guy and he was a wrestler. He just uses his body too well as a heavyweight to not win this.
Ortega or Holloway?
I think I'm going Ortega.
Fuck. Yeah, I can see why.
He's on a hot streak. He's hard to stop.
Yeah. Weren't you going to fight him?
Ortega?
Yeah.
I think I'm only fighting obesity right now. No, I never.
That's hilarious. Well, listen.
I would, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, there's not a guy you wouldn't fight, which is why I fucking love you. Well, listen, Tom, you did a great job at comedy. Thanks for having me on your show, man. Let's work together again soon. I would love to work with you soon, man.
Me too, as well. Everybody loves you out here, and I think you got Team Quest as a bunch of fans.
Thanks, brother. Thanks a lot, Tom. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon, Adam. Take it easy, brother.
That was Toothless Tom Galicchio. Nice guy.
Nice.
Nice ass. He should fight Gary Tone in a jiu-jitsu match.
Yeah.
That'd be a good match right there.
You think so?
Yeah, they're both 155.
Yeah, you should do that. Why don't you speak up?
I just thought of it right now.
Oh, man. All right, well, Greg, what do you got coming up?
This Sunday, I'll be on Ghosted on Fox.
Okay.
Like at 9:30, something like that. I'll be doing both the late shows at the Ha Ha Cafe here in North Hollywood.
Nice.
10:45. On Friday and Saturday, and also on Saturday, if you're in Malibu, I'm performing at Malibu Wines. I'll be headlining a show there at 8 o'clock.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. What do you got?
It's a fun show.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Ween Dog. I just dropped a new Ween Dog radio episode today.
About what?
It's about, like...
Did you just fart?
No.
Who farted?
Nobody.
Was it you?
No. About what?
It's about getting my blue belt in jiu-jitsu. And oh, nice. I just talk about that for a little bit.
But it was all mysteries and stuff.
And I do talk a little bit about that also.
What mystery?
No specific mystery.
How you got a blue belt in jiu-jitsu?
That is a mystery to me. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how.
Listen, they got to keep moving you up. Keep the money coming in.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Well, this Wednesday night, I'm at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. It's a great show. Thursday night, I'm at the Ha Ha in North Hollywood. Friday night, I'm at the Hollywood Laugh Factory, 9:45. It's me. Theo Vaughn is on the show.
Nice.
Alonzo Bowden. It's a really, really good show. Dom Herrera. And then next week, I am in Canada at the Comic Strip in Edmonton next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Week after that, I'm in Las Vegas at the Stratosphere. Hit me up if you want to get comps. I'll give you some comps for the show. Thank you guys so much. Also, if you're on Amazon, if you order off Amazon, go to adamhunter.com first. Click on the banner and then go to Amazon. There's an Amazon banner. You could order stuff. It helps. I make money on that. And then also, I have a new album out called Adam Hunter Still Broke. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud and on Spotify. It's a brand new album, 45 minutes. So definitely check that out. Thanks, Tom Glitchio. Thank you, Frankie Edgar.
I think I'm on Pandora.
You're on Pandora?
Look, yeah, I think my first album's on Pandora.
What's it called?
Potty Mouth.
Potty Mouth.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Under The Greg Wilson. So check that out.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks, Frankie Edgar. Enjoy your week and take care.
Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дөр булаа. Даа дөр булаа мөрөө.